that it's not just rhetoric, that these relationships mean something. Tell me, as you look at what this murder, this senseless tragedy of Darren Williams, what this means to a Broncos team and how you would advise them to recover.
Well, first of all, it's interesting. I think, to me at least, as I look at the Broncos and the things that have been said and things that have been done since that tragedy, to me it clearly shows that the Denver Broncos really are a family. In other words, a lot of the, as you mentioned, a lot of the rhetoric or the words that they've been saying throughout the season and all aren't just words, that they really truly believe in themselves and care about each other, which you know, which is not always the case, especially in the at the pro level. I think the thing that the Broncos are going to have to continue to work through is the, at some point being able to accept the reality of what has happened. That there was, you know, there's no one to blame in terms of the team. Really, there's nothing anyone could have done to prevent this. And I know each individual is dealing with this in their own way. But at the end of the day, they also have to deal with it collectively. And I think the Broncos management has done a very good job, especially the two ceremonies. It's a wonderful time for the team to come together and to collectively grieve and share their grief. And it's a major step going forward to be able to do that. So a number of the circumstances, not going on to another game, some of those things actually helped the Denver Broncos go through this period, which is very, very tough for a team that really does feel close to each other.
Talking with Lewis Choker, Dr. Lewis Choker, formerly of West Point, now with Apex Performance, a sports psychologist in some ways, but a performance psychologist, someone that looks at organizations, and somebody who's looked at the bigger picture, who's written a brilliant piece in the Denver paper, Mike Kliss, who's a beat writer for The Post. Mike, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Hey, Nick, Dr. Choka, thank you very much for your help on that piece that I
wrote
on Sunday. And, you know, the one thing that I guess I would add to what the doctor just said there is there are a couple Broncos who I think maybe individually might be taking on some guilt in Darren Williams' death, and that, you know, I think there was some disturbance there. Well, we know there was disturbance outside the nightclub, and you know, some stuff that we're finding out is a couple Broncos were involved. And you know,
can you be more specific?
Besides there was yapping, you know, I guess you know, Brandon Marshall,
trash talking
Brandon Marshall, Javon Walker were involved. DJ Williams was in you know, the other limo, so to speak. There were a couple of limos out front, and from what I understand, a couple of those players are wondering if maybe they're the ones that ticked off the gangs that shot. I mean, first of all the anger should be directed at the people who actually fired the bullets.
Absolutely.
You know, but some of these guys are taking on some of the guilt themselves.